Hi there. Welcome back to the Haggis and Dragons podcast. I'm your host and Dungeon Master Paddy, and I'm here to guide you through the world of our players. We have Krusk Bearslayer, the half-orc barbarian, played by Mark. We have Ivor Dranor, the half-elf cleric, played by Bucky. We also have Harold Bogrefill, played by Mick. And finally, Bjorg Stoneaxe, the first dwarven gunslinger, played by Ross. Now, get yourselves comfy and top up your glass, as this podcast takes you to a time when...
Hello.
No.
Figure on the fireplace. Doesn't quite turn their head to look at you, but the snout very carefully turns to the side and motions down and up and looks back at the fire.
I'm going over to sit next to it and just staring at the fire. There's an invitation.
You can perceive hands move out towards the fire. You're fairly sure it's to feel the heat on the palms of what appear to be claws, and then they rescind back down. And in that moment, you can see scales and five fingers on each hand. As you go closer to the fire to put Freya, maybe like a foot or two off of it, the figure just kind of turns round and very evidently turns its head and looks and just stares at Freya. And you can almost see the rags rise a little bit, and all you can hear is... And for that moment, you can feel the air in the room getting a little bit warm, and Freya's deep blue colour starts to recede a little bit back to her kind of iridescent blue, red, brown colour.
Approach the fire, if you wish.
Anyone?
Warm your hands, if you wish.
I walk up, stand next to it, take my jacket off, and get toasty.
Heat or trade?
Sorry?
Heat or trade?
Oh, trade.
What you trade?
Searching my pockets.
Crush gives smalls. You give food.
What have you got first? Not gonna trade you our good stuff for your rags.
You smell of sea salt.
Yes, my mother raised me in a swamp. She didn't. It was Porta Rosa, mate. You ever been?
I've just returned from Porta Rosa.
Oh, did you have a nice time? Did you check out the museum?
I do business.
Oh, what kind of business? I deal in business in Porta Rosa as well.
The shade seems to turn its head slightly to the right and gestures just with its head to the boxes lining the wall.
Prince or pauper, king or nobody, trade, take box.
Any box?
No. I choose trade for box. You take box, box empty.
Take coin for box.
The hands, or the claws, if you want to call them that, depending on your perceivable what this thing is, goes to the hood of rags and pulls it back, and it settles just beyond its black broad shoulders. It's very clearly a dragonborn with a deep blue hue, and its eyes are white, and you can see a scar going across its left eye from top of its nose down past its cheekbone on its left side. And each of you would understand this given rough ages where you've been, the stuff that you've learned. Especially you, of course, Bjorg, because legend. That you'll typically learn that dragonborns are usually something that heals quite quickly, and they usually don't retain scars, and they usually don't retain any imperfections apart from the scaled reptilian nature of themselves. So it's very difficult to understand why this one might have this scar and why this one has white eyes. There's so many questions, and every time you see a dragonborn, they're all a different colour, different background, different places, different races. And the colour could be an inclination as to its character, but equally, you can tell a lot by what you see. There are not many Dragonborn around Erevan. They're all then talked about as a combination of a boogeyman and an oracle. A rarity.
You want to trade coin with me? You give small coin, I give you small thing. You give me big coin like man in Erevan do, I give him big gift.
How much is big coin?
No limit. More you give, more you get, but you get one. I remember.
Okay.
It's not
so you're throwing his coin purse.
Yeah.
This yours?
Now is yours.
Now is mine.
I like this merchant.
He reaches out with a long wooden cane with a hooked dragon's head sculpture at the top. Beautiful and ornate. And grabs a coin purse and pulls it across. Opens it up, takes one of the gold coins out and throws it to Freya. And she instantly starts licking the thing, taking it and playing around with the coin in front of the fire.
You're welcome. I don't want it.
599 coins.
Throws the coin purse up, weighs it.
Take this box.
The box that Krusk is now holding is 2 foot across, 1 foot deep, 1 foot high.
Krusk has seen.
What's in the box?
Not open box until business with all four concluded. That is deal. You open box now, my magic make it go away.
Krusk knows no magic.
I know magic.
You've piqued my interest, Charles. I will look to see for my coin purse.
I take more than coin if you have none.
You're not doing it. Krusk, you thieving bastard.
He doesn't know this Krusk. Krusk has got many bags in his bag of holding. You can't prove it was Krusk.
What you have?
I hold up the container that I got. Licking back from the astral sea.
Holds out his hand.
Closer look.
No. Eyes first, then I'll give. What does he get me?
I give back.
It doesn't look like if it's trying to take off you.
Seems to be holding some sort of parchment. With two lime green ends in the shape of a dragon's tail and a dragon's head. And a long ornate tube covered with starlight.
Ooh.
Twiddles it around in his fingers. Twiddles the tube around.
Throws it up.
Catches it. And turns it upside down.
You friend of dragon.
Yes.
You not need box. I give you,
and he reaches around his neck and takes off a ring that's around his neck, that around the necklace.
Ooh.
A blue sapphire ring. Takes a ring off, weighs it in his hand, gives it to you.
And this do you well. I not like dragons. Dragonborn not like dragons.
Ooh, okay.
But this, you special. You keep ring.
May I ask what the ring does?
Ring of protection.
Oh. Kraken head, thank you.
Kraken head? Did you just say Kraken?
No, Dragonborn.
He turns and looks to Harald.
You see, son.
Yeah.
You not trade.
I not trade? I will trade.
What you trade?
See,
sing a song.
It's going to give you the gift of song.
Oh,
you sing song.
I'm going to play a ballad of the trading dragonborn. Are you ready, my friend? I didn't catch your name.
My name's Snug.
Snug? Like a bug. Here we go. You ready? The song's for Snug. Sing like you know the words.
Russell's still just sitting in the corner shooting his box.
Snug. He's a cheeky little man living in a rug. He likes to walk around selling stuff for things. It's catchy, isn't it?
You're like an anti-bard.
He doesn't know what's coming next, cause neither do I. But I just want to tell you that I love you, because I really would like a box full of good stuff.
Remind me of home.
What?
Hey.
The one who travels.
Yep.
The one time you haven't made a mortal enemy through song.
You sing from heart.
Yes. That's all I have.
He turns and looks towards the wall of boxes. He takes his hand out. He turns them. And slowly but surely lifts. And one of the boxes moves some 6 or 7 feet away. And glistens and glides. Very gently, very softly over. Across the fire. And through pure magic. The box lands in your outreaching arms.
Ah, oh, beautiful. Thank you, Snug.
That will remain in Snugheart for long days.
I'll never forget you.
You. You are not from here.
No, I'm from a place far off.
You can see he's very curious.
Stink like shit.
And after a second, Snug actually stands up and pulls away the rags and drops them on the floor, and he's wearing a silver and red chainmail and steps forward.
How tall is this guy?
He's bigger than Krusk.
Oh fuck. I'm already tiny.
Bye.
Why are you here?
I came here to get out of the cold.
Why are you here?
Save Erephon?
Hmm.
Feeling quite intimidated because I'm looking up and up and up and up.
You from Erephon?
No.
No. Good answer. I cannot trade with you.
No one wants to give anything. And you always ain't getting a box.
You were a gunslinger, Nick Ness.
Yes.
Why?
Reminds me of home.
You're not gunslinger.
What did you say?
You. Takes his hand off his handle. Not worth.
Turns around. Walks to the fireplace.
You turn your back on me.
I give you advice. You go down road. Forest. In forest cave. In cave. Maybe save life. In their half-orc, named Leah. She not trade. She almost dead. You go.
Did she try and steal from you?
She with friends. Something coming to get her. I try trade. Her friends make me leave. She close death. But she important in Erevon, You know?
Oh yeah.
You know? If you save, I believe. Next we meet, we trade. You go, she die,
You are not friend of Dragonborn. And he walks over to the fireplace and reaches down and picks up Freya in two hands and just starts bringing his snout up, and you can see Freya just kind of go and puts her little hand on his snout and starts going.
Oh, I'm not really comfortable with this. She's a youngling.
She older than you, elf.
Oh, look at the size of you. It's.
You can see Freya kind of looking up all confused and going, and gets up, stretches out her wings, flies out the cave.
Flies out the cave? Freya, come back! What did you say?
I gave her a message to Leia. She'll be back.
Oh. Okay.
Dragon like you, hmm?
Yes.
Hmm.
Attached to her too as well.
Dragons like you.
Oh, yeah, that as well.
Now I sleep. You can stay till Blizzard goes away. Enjoy gift.
Cross can open?
Enjoy gift.
Can I open it now?
Enjoy gift.
Just points at you, Bjorg.
Yeah.
And just lies down next to the fireplace. Covers back over rags again. Pulls hood back up. Points to one of the boxes on the wall. And you can now see, after the one been removed for Harold from the very top, that another has slowly but surely been dragged down and over. And you can see his hand twitching a wee bit and shaking. Seems to be struggling with this one quite a bit. And it eventually lands with a small in front of him. And he fixes a position so it's perfect in front of him. Almost OCD-ish. Has to be lined up perfectly with his shoulders and legs to the fireplace. And now that it is, all is right. And he puts his snout down. You can now see the reason why you could just see his snout. It's because his snout was resting on his knees. And after a while, he doesn't move. He may be meditating, he may be sleeping. But he just remains there in front of the fireplace. The box is... I got one piece of metal going over the front. To a small hoop that would be a latch, so you could put a padlock on it if you wanted to. So pulling the hinge up and bringing the lid up, you look down inside to discover an egg.
He's gonna eat it.
Don't eat the egg.
A black and silver egg that's about a foot tall by about 6 inches wide in circumference all the way around.
That's funny, isn't it?
Green and kind of bespeckled silver. Kind of like black veins running through it. It's a foot tall, 6 inches wide. And it weighs about 3 or 4 pounds. Opening
one,
your
yeah,
box.
Yeah, what's in my box?
You open your box in the same fashion. Almost a little bit more hastily as soon as you go, oh, he can, ah, what am I getting? You open it.
Yeah.
And there's three eggs.
Oh.
Much smaller.
Ah.
Much, much smaller. Maybe slightly bigger than the size of a regular chicken egg.
This guy's just an egg salesman, man.
These are brown, red, and blue, respectively. A deep blue, a deep brown, a deep red. They're probably about 3-4 inches tall. But the interesting thing about yours is they seem to be sitting on a kind of velveteen cloth. The box is much, much heavier than it would be for a wooden box with iron lid, with a velveteen cushion, with three pillows. It's much, much heavier. And as you pull back the pillow and look underneath that, you find what appears to be two curved handles, almost 4 or 5 inches long, made of metal, with wood jammed in each side. Almost as though they're meant for small daggers, you're not entirely sure.
Okay.
But they each bear the symbol of a tree.
Do I see this?
Mm-hmm.
That's mine.
What?
They're mine.
What are you talking about?
They were meant for me.
Sorry, but did he not tell you to fuck off?
Yeah.
This is the one he gave me.
Doesn't mean it doesn't belong to me.
How does this belong to you?
Take a look at it, that's a gun piece.
It's not, it's daggers.
Daggers.
daggers?
How how much you got and I'll give you them.
I would have had more had I got my reward.
How much have you got now, though? I mean, you can't put a price on skill, and I've just belted out a tune that nearly brought a tear to a dragon's eye, dragonborn's eye.
Sorry.
And you're saying that these are yours, but they're clearly mine. So how do we make this happen? Where they are yours, and then I get what I want.
What do you want? 100?
I'll do.
That'll do.
That'll do. 100 gold, thank you.
100 gold.
I'll take it.
Now you get in on the handles.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much.
One handle.
100 gold.
Those
are
two.
Wait.
It was one each, isn't it? You have one, I have one. Team.
What are you going to do with that handle?
What are you going to do with that handle?
Make a gun. The gunslinger way. You can't do anything with that. You thought that was a dagger.
If you can make a gun out of that, I will give the other one for free.
Okay.
Ooh.
Pull out all the other pieces that I've got.
From Bjorg's satchel that he keeps on his left side, when he spills open the contents, there was a barrel, two barrels from previous. There's two hammers from previous, and now he has a handle. But as he tips out his bag, a small round chamber with four holes in it appears, and a small hook, and it looks like it might have come from a fishing line, quite a big hook, all falls out from underneath him. And you can almost see him immediately studiously going into fixing something together.
There you go.
Did it?
I'm doing it.
I want to see it.
I'm doing it.
Kruska's gone to sleep, isn't everything?
I am Kruska going to sleep.
I am fascinated by this. I thought he was bullshitting me.
Kruska's going to sleep using the egg as a pillow.
Okay, so you're using the egg as a pillow.
I'll probably be kind of putting it around protection for you, that, and then come over and see what he's put up.
Okay.
You do realise that if he makes these guns, he's legit a gunslinger at this point.
Nah, he's not a legit gunslinger, man. He's not a wolf yet.
I want to see this. I'm just watching with pure fascination.
The campfire roars deeper, and the shade of the campfire to the two of you changes from orange and red to a purple. And you can see Bjorg sitting, festering, moving, putting things together.
You can hear
barrels
it.
Twisting.
Sounds so good.
Hammer clicking into place. Handle put together. And you can hear him muttering to himself the gunslinger's chant and the oath.
What
after
the?
2 hours. He stops and holds out his hand. And in his hand, which you take, the handle that you've provided has been attached to a bespoke piece of metal that's been beaten the crap out of, maybe by hammer, by stone, by rock, you don't know, but it's been pressed into shape to provide a frame, a square frame, the round piece with four holes to slot into, and the long barrel attached on the end, and you can see dwarvic runes up the barrel and down the handle, holding and infusing this thing together with the power of magic, and the hammer on top in the shape of a warhammer, and underneath a fishing hook handle with the ends been ground down through the heat of the campfire and pressed so that it doesn't dig into the skin. And as the hammer gets clicked back, the barrel rotates. And as the fish hook gets pulled, the hammer swings forward.
Whoa. How did you...
Told you.
I did...
The other one, please.
Here you go. Here you go.
Through the night, Bjorg works furiously to create a perfect replica of what he's just spent the past 2 hours doing. Both together, each of those barrels rotating, every time that these warhammer-like hammers themselves pull back, fire forward. The mechanics seem so straightforward to you, and it seems to be pull this back, pull the hook closer, and some magic is supposed to project out the barrels. You're not quite sure, but You can see there's a lot of good in this. And these are what you read as bedtime stories, and what Bjorg, you now know, understands to be true. Gunslingers walk the lands of Hearthwind. Well, Krusk drills on his egg.
You can make history. I'm having enough.
Aye, you're having enough with your egg.
And you all fall asleep. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Haggis and Dragons podcast. We hope you tune in for the next instalment, which is published weekly. If you want to chat to us about the podcast or anything else, we're all now on Twitter. I'm at Haggis Paddy. There's at Haggis Bjorg, at Krusk13, at RossBucky09, and at Haggis Dragons. You can also find us on our Discord server and join the community chat there. We'd love to talk to you. Until then, we raise our glass to you for your ongoing support in helping us grow. Sláinte.